Hi, Anna.
Hi, Andrew.
And hey, everybody else.
And welcome to our podcast,
Scary Stories to Tell on the pod. It is a podcast about scary stories, urban legends, spooky things you tell us about. And we kind of like to think of it as if, like, Jason from the Friday the 13th series, instead of having a machete, was bringing, like, a dessert with a lot of Cool Whip in it.
Yeah, something that tastes so crazy good. But you're like, oh, you didn't even have to bake it. And then he stabs you a bunch of times.
Right. This is like an undead colossus. Yeah. It's something sweet being brought to you by something scary.
Yeah. As you say, like, oh, I always forget about Cool Whip.
I know. People, they tried to make us, that ad campaign in the late 90s really worked. Where they were like, you want whipped cream on top of your pie? And then say like, yes. And then say like, cream or oil? And you'd be like, what? And then the reveal was that Cool Whip was whipped oil. And that really worked.
Really?
Yeah. And here's the thing. It tastes good. I don't care.
Come on. Cream comes from millions of different cows, squeezed their tit, killed their baby, put it in a can.
Yeah. Wow.
It's all nightmare.
The monstrousness.
Cream or oil? Grow up.
Cream or 1,000 teats?
Yeah.
Oil or 1,000 teats?
Gross.
Yeah.
People do whippets in you, whipped cream. Calm down.
Wow, you're right. Where's that ank? You know what? Cool Memba? Whip, reach out. Let's talk.
Reach out. Let's talk. Andrew, today I'm going to surprise you with what the podcast is about.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a guess?
I know that there is an auditory piece of it, I think.
Sort of, yes.
I don't have a guess. I'm excited
Should we play 20 questions?
Right. So we'll do 20 episodes. I'll ask a question each time. This podcast has established I'm terrible at 20 questions and people got really mad at me.
Oh, I forgot about that because my brain doesn't make memories anymore.
I'll ask 5 questions.
Okay, great.
Is this something supernatural?
No.
Is this something related to animal phenomena?
No.
Is this something related to an unusual person?
No.
Is this about a natural occurrence?
Yes.
Is it about storms?
Kind of.
Okay, I'm gonna ask one more question. I know I'm already cheating. I think this is my 7th question. Kind of about storms. Is this about fairy rings?
What?
Do you not know about fairy rings?
No.
It's a thing that happens in certain parts of the world when lightning strikes grass, a perfect circle of mushrooms emerges.
No, I hate that, but it's not about that.
Okay. The future episode.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's about Pompeii survivors.
What? Pompeii survivors?
This is an article from Nat Geo that I did sign up for a 30-day free trial that I will forget to cancel and I'll never read it again.
Yep.
Called Did Anyone Survive Pompeii?
Whoa.
And the article is by Parissa Jangi from February 23rd of this year. And this is premium under history and culture. And
great.
Please come for us if you want me to take this down. But no one is listening except for our fans.
5 figures. Yeah.
Yeah. Except for 10,000 people. Yeah. great. It's arguably the most famous volcano eruption in history. Huh? Arguably. Take the cake, sweetie.
Yeah, take it. Take the cake, sweetie.
You dropped your crown, king.
Girly pop.
Come on.
To call Vesuvius girly pop is reclaiming.
It's reclaiming. It's reclaiming. It's arguably the most famous volcano eruption in history. Mount Vesuvius buried the city of Pompeii under an avalanche of volcanic debris in AD 79. Though historians still argue over the exact date of the eruption, it has been traditionally identified as, anyone?
I don't know.
August 24th.
Wow.
It's same birth month as you.
That's true. That's true.
That's when it was born.
Yeah.
That's when the thing happened and was born. Much has been made of Vesuvius's victims, whose final death throes were preserved first in ash and then in plaster casts created in the 19th century. This I didn't know about. So, like, originally it was, like, delicate ash, I guess, and then they took plaster cast to make it last longer?
Yes, yeah.
Which was always disappointing to me that it wasn't an actual body that you were looking at.
I know.
I felt a little cheated.
Yeah. I remember learning about that about the terracotta soldiers. I was like, are there people in there? And they were like, no, it's just statues.
They're not guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just look like guys. But even though Pompeii is remembered as a city frozen in time, not everyone died in the disaster. In fact, scholars have found evidence that survivors made it out of Pompeii and rebuilt their lives in neighboring communities. Pompeii may not have been the center of the ancient Roman world, but it was nonetheless an important hub in Campania, a region bordering the Bay of Naples.
Okay.
So if you go to Italy and you're like, do I do the like 7-day tour or like the 3-day tour? The 3-day tour is like, well, you're not going to do Pompeii because it's all the way down there.
Right.
So you'll just do like Rome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then if you do the 7-day, they're like, you could go to Pompeii, but it's like you travel really far and then you just kind of see it and then go back. It's really like if you're a senior citizen, you're doing the 2-week.
Gotcha.
I remember I was in Italy for a little bit and we didn't go, but I wanted to.
Hey, pod trip.
Pod trip.
Yeah.
Beow. We could. It's not too late to move our wedding, babe.
Chris's wig just popped to the ceiling. I've never seen him more
you
immediately
wanna go?
Intrigued.
Really? I didn't know that. Chris just said his family's from Campania.
Surprise Italian.
it was an important hub. The population was somewhere between 6,400 and 30,000 people. I love this part of history where they were like, we don't fucking know because it got buried.
Yeah, yeah. They ate rice. I don't know what to tell you.
Fucking go grow up. Shut, go away. Wow. Do you know? It also attracted ancient elites who bought up property in the surrounding area.
Okay.
Sort of like a Hudson. Earthquakes were part of life in Campania. In fact, in AD 79, Pompeii was still rebuilding from a powerful earthquake that had rocked the city 17 years earlier, damaging or destroying many buildings. So, when the ground rumbled with a string of quakes in late August, it was not an immediate cause for alarm for most people. On August 24th, however, it became clear Vesuvius was stirring. Pliny the Younger, whose writings are windows into life in the ancient Roman world, was around 18 at the time of this disaster. He was with his mother at his uncle's villa in Misenum, a town across the bay from Pompeii and 18 miles west of Mount Vesuvius. For me, I'm like 18 miles. I'm like, that's like so far. You're fine.
Yeah.
It's a little bit close.
I think it is close when it comes to volcanoes, yes.
Because I think Pompeii was 6 miles away from Vesuvius.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. You get a little burnt.
Yeah, a little. My eyebrows got a little singed.
Oh, I felt that. I got a sunburn. When the eruption began on August 24th, Pliny recalled seeing a cloud of gas and debris spewing from Vesuvius. He likened the curious plume to a, quote, a pine tree. Sorry.
Oh.
I said a typo.
You said a typo?
I said a, quote, a pine tree.
That's okay.
People in Pompeii, 6 miles from the volcano, would have seen the same strange, unsettling cloud. And so, okay, here is the bifurcation.
Yes.
If they had largely dismissed the tremors in the previous days, they could not ignore the plume. The ones who immediately fled Pompeii at this point still had a chance of survival.
Wow.
The ones who hesitated or remained behind did not.
Okay.
By the afternoon, pumice stones began raining down on Pompeii. The things that you get for the shower.
Yeah.
It's not don't, just for
you
your
don't
heels.
Want that. Right. Yeah. Sometimes you don't want it's for your head and you're dead.
If you drop it on your toe, it sucks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not from the sky. They destroyed buildings and battered anyone trying to make a last minute escape. Ooh. Ash, toxic gas, and debris burned Pompeii early the next day. Pliny and his mother were among those around the Bay of Naples who ran. He recalled that as darkness and ash settled on survivors, chaos reigned. Quote. And this is sad. So just what I'm about to say is sad, but just remember it happened like fucking forever ago.
Yeah.
You might hear the shrieks of women, the screams of children, and the shouts of men calling for their children, others for their parents, others for their husbands. Men calling for their husbands?
Hey, girl.
Seeking to recognize each other by the voices that replied. The scene was likely similar to what people racing from Pompeii experienced. So that happened in Misenum. So it was people were going nuts over there.
All the way over there.
Yeah. And this is the only account that we have anywhere near.
Yeah.
Like, this is the closest thing that we have. Ooh. This is, I think, partially, like, how we know anything is, I've read a lot. I got into, like, a Pompeii brain hole when I was running when I was running PD. I was just like, I got a fucking,
you remember, like,
I just, like, watched Chernobyl and read about Pompeii.
That, the Easter of when we were writing PD, everyone came over and we watched the like, or is that what we, Okay, we can get that. Okay, get that. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
No, leave it in, Jason. It's cute. They'll hear how excited we are.
Okay.
After the volcano finally quieted, Pliny and his mother returned to Misenum. They were lucky. For Pompeii's survivors, there would be no home to which they could return. And so this is about the survivors. An estimated 2,000 people in Pompeii died during the eruption. That means thousands more may have survived. Where did they go? So remember, 6,400 to 30,000. That's right. A lot.
Yes.
The obvious destination for Pompeii's survivors included towns and cities around Campania, where friends and family may have offered shelter. Neapolis, or modern-day Naples, was likely one of them. One piece of evidence for that is an ancient memorial altar in modern-day Romania that honors fallen soldiers. It includes a military officer whose name has been lost and identifies him as having lived in Pompeii and Neapolis,
wow,
suggesting that he moved to the city after the disaster.
Your ancestors could have been
Pompeii guys. Oh, Pompeii, my God. Guys. That's so cool, Chris. In recent years, classic scholar Stephen L. Tuck discovered that at least five families from Pompeii relocated to Neapolis after the eruption. He painstakingly traced the migration of likely survivors through their family names, which were unique to Pompeii. He located these names on tomb inscriptions in places around Campania after AD 79. Other communities that became home to Pompeii survivors included Cumae and Puteoli.
Okay.
These all sound very silly. Tuck also found evidence that otherwise unrelated families from Pompeii intermarried after the eruption. The Licinii and Lucretii families, for instance, seem to have joined in marriage in Cumae, suggesting that they may have been part of a Pompeian community there. The Roman government also seems to have stepped in to provide support for Pompeii survivors. Titus, emperor from AD 79 to 81, okay, flop, sprang into action after news of Vesuvius's eruption reached Rome. According to ancient biographer Suetonius, Titus, quote, displayed not merely the concern of an emperor, but also the deep love of a father, whether by offering messages of sympathy or by giving all the financial help he could. I thought it said by offering massages. I was like, that's not
Listen,
maybe the best
I want to do anything I can do to help.
I'll start with you.
Right. I have some Neutrogena oil.
Yeah.
You can keep your shirts on. It really is okay.
Don't boo, vote. Tuck also argued that Titus supported building projects to accommodate the influx of Pompeii survivors throughout Campania. Among the projects, the construction of temples devoted to the gods that many in Pompeii preferred to worship, like Vulcan and Isis.
I do miss a time when we had like a god for a city.
Yeah, where are you from?
Yeah.
Oh, we have Vulcan stuff. Oh, cool. That's kind of the end. And then I thought what we could do is watch the...
Oh, yeah.
The movie. How long is our podcast so far? Sorry. 13 minutes. Yeah, so this thing is 10 minutes long. I can play it from my phone.
So this is a time lapse of what a first person experience would be.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, it's just started playing a Julio stand-up video.
This is Julio Torres's stand-up video.
And it's similar because it's like classic.
It's so good. It's a plume.
So this is from 01studio.com. And this was originally a Melbourne Winter Masterpieces exhibition at the Melbourne Museum in 2009. And 01 is the company that created the animation for an immersive 3D theater installation.
So this will be a live commentary.
You can search
A Day in Pompeii, full length animation.
And it's by 01. We'll put the link in the show notes.
Yep. Yes.
And it has 29 million views.
So you know it's good.
That's
how many dollars JLo has.
Yeah. This is truly one of my favorite YouTube videos.
So we just hit play.
This is August 24th, 79 AD. Started like any other day.
Scary score.
We're seeing the dark. 8 a.m.
Oh, the fact that they have the time is so scary.
I know. I will say that I saw this in its 3D incarnation.
Really?
The Ronald Reagan Library.
Wait, what?
This is the basement of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
It's not far from here.
It might be gone. It might have just been an exhibition. So we're seeing what could be Sydney, Australia. Florida with a mountain. We're seeing a lot of tile roofs.
In fact, it is Pompeii. It's tiled roof. We've seen... Oh, a bird just flew and stopped in front of the camera to be like, what the hell is this? We see...
Things are shaking.
It's shaking.
The tiles are rattling.
They're rattling around what?
Oh, turn up the volume.
Just turning it down.
Got it.
Just so that the listeners don't have it twice.
That's true. Thank you, Jason.
You can see like a courtyard. There's dogs barking, which personally I choose to pretend like it's not happening.
It's people woofing.
Okay, black screen.
We could also see the beginnings of a plume of smoke.
Oh, really?
It's 1 p.m., baby. 1 p.m.
This is so scary.
Put down the Panera. The world is ending.
Down.
Oh, boy.
Oh, a lot of smoke over the mountain.
A lot of smoke over the mountain.
I should also say that there's like little statues on top of one of the roofs that feels very, you know.
And grown. A very cute courtyard fountain.
Yeah. A tile fell. Another tile fell.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's shaking again. Now we see big, dark cloud coming out of the mountain.
Yeah.
That little like outdoor, little patio roof over there is crumbling.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Roofers are watching this salivating.
Yeah, they got dollar signs in their eyes. They're going, yeah.
What do you mean it's 79?
And now there's pumice stones raining from the sky.
Oh, no. Oh,
and you can hear it on the clay roof.
Oh, fade lunch to black. Is over.
We're about to get another time code. It's the scariest part of this video for me.
I know. 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Oh, scary.
You're getting a snack from Dunkin' Donuts.
I wonder what the sky is going to look like. I bet it's going to be darker.
Things have taken a turn. It is apocalyptic. Ash everywhere. People are screaming.
Ash has built up on the roofs. It's falling off of the roofs. There's just a dark, dark cloud coming up from the volcano.
Everything's pretty gray by now. It's very, very gray with all of the soot and ash.
God is using a ped egg on his feet over the earth right now.
And it's pumos.
Yeah.
Pumice.
Oh, I would hate this.
And I already know I wouldn't like this.
Oh.
Another time code.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that somewhere is Pompeii.
It's here.
Oh, and now we're seeing some kind of flickering of lights.
Yeah, they're putting in like a...
Oh no.
With
a flash of fire.
Things are on fire. Everybody dead. Lightning.
There's... The courtyard is now filled with...
Ash.
A roof just fully crumbled.
Oh, God.
Dark, angry cloud coming out. A big old rock just went through a roof.
It's so rude that there's lightning during a volcano.
It's hat on a hat.
I know.
Big old rock just exploded a roof and it came right at camera.
That's the 3D experience.
Another roof go down. It is crazy to me that there were roofs on like old buildings.
Yeah. How'd they figure it out?
How'd they do it? Another time code.
Do you think they're ever going to remaster this?
What?
Do you think they're ever going to remaster this with like modern VFX? Like,
that's a good question.
I wish they would.
Make it like more immersive, put it in the volume.
Yeah, happy hour's over. Oh, weird.
Wow.
8 p.m. So it appears to be dawn because the sky is kind of red and sunny.
Yeah, I guess the sun's going down. It's August. And everything's destroyed and smoke is rising from ashes. The buildings are like half buildings.
Oh, I was about to say that statue survived, but no, the whole structure just fell down.
A thing just fell over. A column fell down.
Oh, God.
This looks like hell on earth.
I just, again, wouldn't want to do it.
If I were here, I wouldn't want to be here.
Yeah. Call me contrary.
Yeah.
And now... 1 a.m.
Oh.
The gays are coming home. They're like, oh my God.
Like,
hey, this nothing good happens after midnight.
No, this is what I didn't need.
Yeah. Where's the courtyard? It's gone. Oh, that's scary.
Oh, is this the pyroclastic cloud?
So we're seeing some.
Okay, it's happening.
I always forget that it's not a lava situation.
It's not lava. This is the thing about Pompeii. It's not lava. It is... Okay, so when it blew its top, it was a column of ash and rock that went straight up because of the force of the volcano.
Right.
And then when the volcano was like, okay, I feel better, the force stopped. It's like the fire hose turned off. Mm-hmm. And then everything that had been going up started rushing down the sides of the volcano.
Yeah. If you've ever had food poisoning, this is what happens at 6 a.m. at the food poisoning moment. Yep. Where you're like, yeah, it's all over. It's not over, baby.
It's not.
It's coming out. Oh, unrecognizable. Okay, this is 6 a.m. It's everything is raised to the ground. This is terrible. And you can't even see Vesuvius in the background. There's so much ash and smoke.
It's like when you're playing with some toys in your neighbor's sandbox as a kid, and then they kind of get left there. Like you forget them, and then you go back and you try and find them. That's sort of where they're at now.
That's there's somewhere in there's a Poison Ivy action figure, and it's...
I think this is the pyroclastic flow.
Oh, yep, here it comes. Oh,
it looks
a
like
wave,
a tsunami.
A wave of horrible smoke.
And it's like 287 degrees Fahrenheit or something. It's bad.
It fully looks like that scene in Mad Max when they're driving into that huge wall of crap.
Fury Road.
Scary.
Here it comes. Oh, it's coming so fast towards us. This would be very scary. Luckily, everyone's dead. So they didn't have to see
this. I think it was like there had been some people who had like hidden somewhere.
Oh.
But then this would have been the end of it.
That's hard.
It's tough. It's not what you want.
And it's coming. It's coming for us.
It also was like, I think that went further than the initial eruption and stuff raining down. Like that, if you were further away, would have gotten you.
I think this is, I'm guessing, the final image we're seeing, which looks like a frozen tundra.
Yeah.
But it's all just ash.
And there's stuff sticking up.
Oh, what a bummer that would be.
Yeah, it looks like a shipwreck in like Greenland, you know, like it's just full ice and like weird pieces.
The end of 25th of August, the landscape around Mount Vesuvius had changed forever. Vesuvius was a crater. The river and the port were gone. Pompeii had been completely buried. Within a few years, no one could remember where the city had once stood.
Oh, that's so scary.
Oh, scary.
Wow. What a journey that was.
Oh, I could watch that 10 times a day.
We have never done a live commentary of a video before, I don't think, on this podcast.
Yeah. And directed by Joel Del Virgin. Virgin.
That's hard. V-E-R-G-I-N is a hard name to have.
Virgin.
I just feel like with volcanoes, it's so scary to me that I just have to eject it as even being a possibility. Except when we were at Yellowstone, and I was like, I know the big one's going to happen while we're here.
You are a lightning rod for like the kind of thing that only happens to one person in a generation.
Right. Except here's the thing. If I were here, if I were in Pompeii in this moment, I would have been killed by that bird that surprised us. That bird would have flown out, hit me in the Simon Birch part of the head. That kills Ashley Judd, and that would have been it for me. And then, but it would be just embarrassing enough to say, like, as Pompeii's happening, people would be like, did you hear Farmer died? They're like, oh no, was it a huge pumice rock that, no, a bird hit him in the Simon Birch part of his head.
God. We'll still make sure that your funeral has the right tone despite that.
Thank you.
I went to look at the comments on this because I thought I remembered them being really sweet. And for some reason, the comments are turned off.
Oh, no.
What happened?
What happened?
Where did the drama come from?
Well, somehow it's just people calling Taylor Swift a snake. And it's like, let it go.
Oh, God, that's
so much
so
has happened
old.
Since then.
That's so old. It's from so long ago.
Why take it to Pompeii?
Babies have grown.
Babies have grown.
Babies have grown.
I'm genuinely curious. I do love the surprising videos that comments have been turned off.
Oh, it really, it asks more questions than it answers.
There was a funny one that was like, for a while, you could look up YouTube videos of Elmo singing Happy Birthday to different kids' names.
Yeah.
And I remember at some point, there was a joke going around that it had been turned off for the name Rebecca. And it was like, what happened in the Rebecca one? I don't even know that any of those videos are up there anymore, but that was just a joke.
Rebecca.
Anna, I am really very delighted by introducing natural disasters into the realm of spookiness.
I just think it counts. I think it's like, it feels like a graveyard thing.
Yeah. So Chris and I just saw the eclipse on on Monday. And my biggest takeaway from it was, it was astounding. It was like very moving to see it happen.
You posted an amazing video where your aunt Trish,
Chris's aunt Kath and aunt Trish were, people kept being like, sounds like someone was on shrooms. No, the Ryan family just loves planets that much.
The camera is pointing at the sky at the full eclipse of totality, and you just hear Long Island accent going, oh my god,
truly the best people you could watch an eclipse with. It really was a very magical moment. That we big fan of Chris's aunts. And my major takeaway from it though was, if I didn't know an eclipse was coming, like if you somehow missed that you were in the path of totality and that happened, it looks so like evolutionarily in the brain, your first thought is God's mad at me. That is, that is just something that happens. It is beautiful. I mean, it is really, really beautiful, but
I'd want to find a bow and arrow and start firing at the sky.
And not all of those myths and legends that were created around eclipses that we read, in last week's episode were such a, I was like, oh yeah, that is how I feel. But with something like this, what other choice would you have as a person living anywhere with an eyesight of Pompeii than being like, the gods were so mad at this town?
Yeah.
Someone did something really wrong, you know?
Yeah, I definitely would be like, there'd be a part of me that was a little smug to be like, we were right.
Yeah, Pompeii is a shoes on household. And but that does make me think about the people who survived and went elsewhere. I mean, that must be, I guess this is kind of a testament to the people who get out early.
Yeah, this is, and maybe this is why so many of us have anxiety, is that we're the descendants of people who are like, we have to go right now, right now.
Yeah.
We're going now.
And I didn't even think about that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We needed for those people to hook up with someone who was like, I'm going to stay here and walk away with their baby in them.
That is, I do. Here's the one thing. Chris is a very cautious person. He's very together. But when it comes to like weather, like I don't mess around with storms, and that's the Florida in me.
That's the Florida in me.
Like if there's a tornado warning, if there's like a tornado somewhere in the area, I'm like, let's just go in the laundry room. Like, what's the risk?
Is that where you go?
Yeah. No windows in the laundry room. Internal room.
Oh, not up against the walls. Our laundry room has a window.
Sometimes you can go in a closet. People always say the bathroom with a mattress over you. I don't go to those lengths.
Mattress?
Yeah, who's got the wherewithal? How many twin mattresses?
Body strength.
I know. Well, that's the thing. You're not
mattresses
doing,
these days.
Yeah, you're not doing that with a Casper.
With a damn Casper? With an avocado? With a purple? With a lila?
God help you if you've got a purple. Can you tell that we have done podcast ads for all of those companies?
What if there were no stores anymore, except it was Big Heavy Mattress?
To your door. So if you don't like it, it's there.
It's there. You have it.
It's your problem now.
You will just not sleep for 3 years.
Early on, they were giving people the mattresses too.
Did you get a Casper mattress?
Oh, I sure. I didn't get any money off.
You just bought it?
I
was asking if you got it for free from podcast. I got a free Casper mattress from Reductress podcast.
My God.
Or
good for
Cracked?
You.
I can't remember.
Or that you're going to say, or Crack?
Crack. We were doing ads
for
like,
Crack.
Did the day move too fast for you? Slow it all the way down with Crack.
No.
Every moment and eternity.
Now every mountain I see, I'm going to think of Vesuvius.
It's going to make you respect mountains. That's really what I want people to come away from this with, is just respect mountains.
Anna, before we go, did anything spooky happen to you this week?
God, I've been dreading this question because I can never remember what happened to me.
I'm so sorry.
Do you have anything spooky?
Can I tell you that something spooky happened to me on my walk to go get you guys?
Yeah. Oh, no.
So Anna and Jason were parking in our building's garage, and I was walking to let them in. And we have a big labyrinthine building that is very difficult to navigate. And so I was walking down the endless hallways, and around like while I was at the beginning of the hallway, around the corner in somewhere I couldn't see, I just heard someone laughing to themselves.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, and to walk towards laughter that you cannot see who is the one laughing, I'm walking the whole time. I'm like, well, and I, as I'm getting closer, I'm realizing the laughter is getting distanced. And I turn the corner and I still don't see where the laughter is coming from. And then I'm walking down the next turn and I hear the laughter again. And then when I went down the laughter, there was nobody there. So it was definitely somebody watching a TikTok on their phone, walking to the garage, and they just got there before I did. But no, it really scared me.
Anyone come through the door.
Oh God. Is it the naked man who sees me when I go to sleep?
Oh no, because he doesn't have a mouth or something.
He's never made noise.
Yeah, he's a mannequin. Yeah,
he's a mannequin.
We did see two people walking into the garage on four as we were driving up. So maybe you heard them.
Yeah,
like
that could
on the level down, because this has like outdoor hallways.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, that could be. Oh, that's no. A good. But it spooked me. I didn't like the laugh. I really didn't like the laugh. It also could That's have been tough. Two people laughing, I'm realizing. But in any event.
I guess the spooky thing that happened to me this week. Oh, this is something. Our neighbor's tree, it's like I would say there's like a medium height tree on their front lawn. And it's some kind of thing where the branches end at sticks.
Sure.
Like it's not a pine tree.
Yeah.
Or a bush. It's like there's a bunch of twig ends. And I noticed at some point last week that almost all of the little twig ends of every branch had been broken like about 10 inches in and they were hanging down vertically. Oh. It looked really weird. And I was like, is this just one of those things I've never noticed? Cause I'm always looking at my phone or something. Like, is that a normal thing that happens to trees in mid-April in LA? And then I was like, it looked like maybe they had trimmed a bunch of stuff but didn't do it all the way, or it wasn't sharp enough because they were all hanging straight down, like hanging by a thread.
Got it.
And I just didn't know what it was about, and I was like, oh, just whatever. And then I was on a Zoom with my psychiatrist.
Good.
And I saw out of the corner of my eye a big squirrel launch itself from our roof onto the tree, grab the very end of one of the twigs, reach up to the twig above it, grab it with its little hands, and nibble to the middle of it, and then not bite it off, just like nibble it.
Wow.
And then let go of it, and then it just was nibbling. This is not a story.
It's not. Well, I mean, here's the thing. It is an unusual sight to see.
Yeah, but I felt comforted because when I saw it was much scarier to see a tree with like a bunch of sticks hanging down.
I feel comforted sometimes by knowing that we're not the only animals that can be neurodivergent. You know, sometimes I'm
the squirrel was wearing headphones for sensory reasons.
Yeah. The squirrel was like, I want to know what you like because I want to, like, the love language is like, I want to understand what you like. Like,
yep. Yep.
That
yep.
I appreciate. It's nice to know. It makes me feel like we're part of a more holistic, happy, natural family, which is great.
So my thing has an explanation. Yours is still TBD.
Still TBD. Yeah, I can't write that one off. I mean, I'm sure it was just people watching TikToks. But when you can't see what they're watching, that's scary to me.
And speaking of writing things off, tomorrow's tax day where we are. This will come out a different time.
Yeah,
but
for you,
get out.